弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace to your brothers and sisters。
感谢主，让我们可以在这里一同聚会。
Praise the Lord that we get together again。
好，我们每一次都是以主为我们的中心。
And every time when we come, God is the center of our worship。
好，我们在这里敬拜他。
So we come and worship Him。
正在带来我们心里面的喜乐。
So we bring with a heart of joy
来到神的面前
and come before our Lord.
啊，早上在这里我们要交托进入迦南得地为业。
And today we're gonna talk about how we're gonna go into Canaan to receive our inheritance.
啊，我们中间有一位姊妹，她去到中国。
There's a sister among us, and she is now in China.
啊，她从丽江到了四川的吉川。
She went from Lijiang to Jichuan.
那在一路上呢，她就看到许多的现象。
And on his trials, she saw a lot of things.
那她与当地的姐妹呢，就一个教会一个教会的去拜访。
And her and the sisters, they went from church to church.
那在许多的教会里面，他们一同聚集的时候，在那里并没有牧者。
And in many different churches, they are without a pastor.
可是弟兄姊妹就是因为爱主的缘故，他们聚在那里敬拜神。
But even though it was like that, brothers and sisters scattered because they wanted to gather in God's name.
可是当他们这一路行的时候，我们的姐妹看到许多的现象。
And over these trials, our sisters noticed a bunch of things.
就是在许多的教会里面，他们受到影响。
Is that a lot of churches they're being influenced?
那有一些。其他的弟兄姊妹到了他们教会里面
So when brothers and sisters come to these churches
那他们就在那里传述说每天都会有神迹奇事发生如果每天没有神迹奇事发生你就不是得救的人
And then actually they would proclaim to these new brothers and sisters and said if you do not see a sign of miracle every day then you are not saved
这是很奇怪的信息
And then what a wrong message it is
那所以呢，在教会呢，就为了这个信息就有了争辩。
So in that particular church, our brothers and sisters argue for that statement.
那也有的时候，他们走到一些教会，就有一些教会的弟兄姊妹，他们就说一定要在星期六聚会。如果你们不在星期六聚会的话，你们就没有得救。
And then when they go to some other churches, there are some other people that will proclaim that if you do not meet on a Saturday, then you're not saved.
所以呢，在地上有许多不同的教导。
So from this, I can tell you that there are a lot of different teaching.
可是，如果我们对我们自己所信的认识不够的时候
，But then if you do not know what you're learning,
那就很容易就会被带到不同的地点。
Then you could be easily led astray.
那迦南地
，The land of Canaan.
迦南地是一个神为以色列百姓所预备的一块美地。
The land of Canaan is a promised land for the Israelites.
那这地十分的美好，我们也曾经交通过。
And this is the land of goodness.
可是呢，在迦南地上，在那里呢，却有不同的文化。
But then inside the land of Canaan, there's a lot of different culture.
那也有各式的宗教。
There's a lot of different religions.
所以呢，当神带领以色列百姓要进入这个地方的时候
，So when God led the Israelites into this land of Canaan,
除了一个得地的使命之外。
More than just receiving that piece of land.
那他们也必须非常谨慎的在这个地上遵行谨守神的吩咐。
God also asked them to be cautious with the rules that they have to follow in that land.
也只有这样。
And it's only through that.
那他们才不会被这些文化。
That these Israelites will not be led astray.
被这些宗教所影响。
By the different cultures and religions in the land of Canaan.
所以在地上有不同的团体。
So just like in this land, there's a lot of different organizations.
可能他们看到一面特别的好。
Maybe these organizations thought of something great.
所以他们就不断不断的在传扬那些道理。
And then they would proclaim these one sets of statements.
可是今天我们做神的儿女要有辨识的能力。
But today, as the children of God, we have the ability to debate for the truth.
所以有许多的团体，他们也用教会。
And a lot of organizations, they call themselves a church.
可是实际上他们所传的却是把人带离开神。
But in fact, what they preach is nowhere close to a church.
有一次我带我的儿子去参加童子军的活动。
One time, I led Joshua to the Boy Scout.
那在这个活动里面的时候，我突然发现，哎，这个人的这个背心后面有印“教会”两个字。
There is a person who wears a vest, and then in the back of it, it says church.
我就好好看了一下，他到底是什么教会。
So that I look more closely at what it says on the vest.
那事实上呢，他是一个佛教会。
And then when I get closer, I look, it is actually a Buddhism organization.
所以呢，他在他的贴士的后面呢，他也印某某教会。
But somehow on the back of its vest, it says something something church.
可是教会是什么意思呢？
So what is the meaning of a church?
教会是两三个人奉主的名聚会，就是教会。
A church is when two or three people gather in the Christ's name, then it became a church.
所以呢，既然我们今天用教会这个字。
So today, if we want to use the word church,
那我们就是在那里敬拜一位真神。
There has to be God.
所以呢，有许多的教会我们要十分的注意。
So we have to be careful with a lot of different churches.
可能我们对他们没有认识。
Maybe we don't know them that well.
可是呢，我们要知道。
But at least,
一旦听到他们的名字，
we should recognize their name.
我们心里要有谨慎，
so that we will be more careful when we are approached by them.
那我在这里列了几个的教会，
and here there's a bunch of different churches.
好像他们都在传，
looks like they are a church.
可是呢，事实上呢，他们却是把教会的信徒带走。
In fact, they're leading people astray.
所以呢，今天我们没有办法去指证他们的时候，
so today, if we don't have the ability to debate them,
那他们就会回过来指证我们。
Then they would come and accuse us.
如果今天我们没有办法跟他们好好的谈论圣经，
today, if we cannot sit down and read the Bible with them,
很可能我们就跟着他们的教导往前走。
Then maybe we could be led astray as well.
弟兄姊妹，在这样的一个世代里面，
brothers and sisters, at this time,
我们真的不要被这些道理吓住。
Do not be intimidated by the other churches.
善要持守。
We have to preserve our goodness.
恶要厌恶。
And we have to despise evil.
所以呢，当以色列百姓。
So when the Israelites,
那他们进到迦南地之后，
when they have landed into the land of Canaan,
我们发现呢，他们还有一些的地方还没有得到。
And then we could see that there is still more land for them to gain.
所以呢，在这里我就想交通一个重点。
So here, I want to point out one important thing.
就是讲到一个再接再厉得地为业的生活。
Is that we would continue our passion to gain the inheritance.
我们来读约书亚记十八章第三节。
So let's read Joshua chapter 18:3.
我们一起来读。
Together.
约书亚对以色列人说，耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们当然不去得，要到几时呢？那在这里呢，讲到一件事情。
Here it talks of one thing.
好像呢，他们已经进到迦南地。
Just like that, now they're in the land of Canaan.
有一些支派也已经得到了地。
And some of the tribes has already received the inheritance.
所以我们知道有两个半支派在约旦河东，他们已经得到了地。
We know that two and a half tribes already received the inheritance on the east side of the Jordan River.
也有两个半支派在河东的地方也得到了地。
And then two and a half tribes got their lands from the west of the river.
可是还有七个支派还没得到。
But yet there's seven more tribes that need to receive the inheritance.
所以呢，在约书亚记十三章开始。
So in Joshua chapter 13,
就记载着以色列人他们怎么样一点一点的往前进。
It talks about how the Israelites live their life after they're in the land of Canaan.
那时候的约书亚，圣经上说他已经年纪老迈。
At that time, Joshua is already of an advanced age.
可是就在他年纪老迈的时候，以色列人还有许多的地方没有得到。
Yet, even though now Joshua is old, a lot of land still needs to be gained.
所以好像呢，他害怕这些以色列人就停在那里不往前了。
So Joshua is worried that the people will become sluggish and not to go forward.
所以呢，他就问他们这一个问题。
So then Joshua said this to them.
他说：“耶和华你们列祖的神所赐给你们的地，你们单言不去的，要到几时呢？”
And he asked them and said, "How long will you put off entering into the land of Canaan and take possession of the land which the God of your fathers has given you?"
好像这七个支派的以色列人，他们已经停滞下来，不想继续往前了。
Just like these seven tribes of the Israelites are now stopped.
所以在他们中间年长的约书亚呢，就问他们。
So that's why the wiser Joshua now advised them.
你们单言不去的，要到几时呢？
And said, "How long will you put off going forward?"
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很重要、很好的提醒。
Brothers and sisters, this is a good reminder.
就是神常常应许我们一些事情。
That God has promised a lot to us.
你会发现有一些弟兄姊妹得到。
You realize that some of the brothers and sisters they have received.
有一些弟兄姊妹没有得到。
But some is yet to receive.
那是为什么呢？
And how come?
是神还没有成就我们吗？
Is it because God has not fulfilled His promise?
是神不答应我们吗？
Is it because God has refused His promise?
不是，神的应许已经在那里。
And no, God's promise is already there.
今天我们所要做的一件事就是努力往前。
And what we need to do today is to go forward.
去得到神所要赐给我们的。
To claim of His promise.
弟兄姊妹，这里说要到几时呢？
Brothers and sisters, it says, how long will you put off?
以色列人进到迦南地也好几年。
The Israelites has already been the land of Canaan for a couple of years.
所以他们就一波一波的往前进。
And then by wave, they move on slowly.
那约书亚他已经年纪老迈。
And now Joshua is old.
他最终还是要提醒以色列十二个支派都要得到地。
And at the end, he reminds the 12 tribes that they have the inheritance to claim.
所以在他的眼中，他就看到十二个支派都得到了地。
And then in his eyes, he wants to see all 12 tribes receive the inheritance.
所以圣经里面就讲到说，神的应许一句话都没有落空。
So in here, the Bible says that God's work is never failed.
他答应以色列人的事全部都应验了。
And all of the promises God has made, it will be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天成为基督徒。
Brothers and sisters, as Christians,
我知道我们所过的生活有时候也不容易。
We know that sometimes we go through difficulties.
但是信心生活是一条向前的路。
But the life of faith is a path that goes forward.
有时候我们走不动了。
At times we are tired.
有时候我们失败了。
At times we failed.
有时候我们不知道我们到底走在哪里。
And at times we are lost.
当然我们还要接受我们同伴的鼓舞。
But then we should encourage each other.
抬起我们的头，继续往前来走。
And we should raise our head and seek the Lord.
仰望我们的主，直到他工作成就在我们的身上。
Seek the Lord until His work is done.
今天很多弟兄的姊妹都在我们旁边提醒我们。
Today, brothers and sisters are our reminders.
坚信依靠主，继续往前。
That we should put our heart in the Lord and march forward.
在那个时候，以色列人他们所看到的是未得之地。
And at that time, the Israelites, all they see are the land that they still have to gain.
今天神给我们的看见是什么呢？
And today, what is our vision?
今天神给我们看见的是未得之民。
Today, what we shall see is the people that still needs to be saved.
神所托给我们的产业是那些未得之民。
And then the inheritance that God has given us are the people that are yet to be saved.
所以很自然的呢，就是我们的家人。
So most naturally, the closest people are your family members.
如果我们的家人还没有得到这样的救恩，
If your family members have not been saved,
我们就应该努力的往前向他们来传。
Then our work is to march forward and preach to them.
我们对我们的家人先要有这样的负担。
And how we should have a burden for our family members.
因为他们是神所赐给我们的产业。
Because those are the people of inheritance for us.
所以这些未得之民，
So these lost people,
在我们的心里面我们要有感觉。
We shall have a feel for them.
可能神给你更大的感觉的时候，
And maybe when God gives you a heavier burden,
那有的人他们去到劳工团体中去传，
Then you may go preach to a labor union.
那我也知道有一些弟兄姊妹他们向着企业家的领袖来传。
And I know that there are some brothers and sisters who preach to the CEO of a company.
那我也碰到我许多的朋友。
And then there's a lot of friends among me.
那他们都是华人。
They're Chinese.
可是呢他们现在也愿意领受神的吩咐。
And now they have this new calling.
那有一位牧师他就在非洲用当地的语言向非洲人来传福音。
And there's one pastor now who served in Africa and used the African language to preach to the natives.
我也知道一位牧师他到回教地区用回教的语言向他们传福音。
And I also know of another pastor, he went to a Muslim country and preached in their language.
那我的朋友在泰国、高棉、越南、缅甸。
And then I have friends who are in Thailand, in Cambodia, in Vietnam, and in Burma.
他们都用当地的语言向当地的人来传福音。
And they use the native language to teach those people.
我们看到他们慢慢慢慢开始不向自己的华人传福音。
And then we see that slowly and slowly, the Chinese minister now preaches to the other races.
因为他们已经接下宣教的棒子向不同语言的人来传。
Because now they start to serve in the non-Chinese group.
弟兄姊妹，当我们还有一点负担的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we have a burden,
我们先向自己的家人来传。
I ask that you will first preach to your family members.
当我们神给我们更多负担的时候，
And when your burden becomes heavier,
我们先来为这些在外地宣教的宣教士来祷告。
And then we will pray for the pastors who are now in the other countries.
可能有一天我们跟他们在一个行列的时候，
Maybe one day we'll be on the same line as they are.
我们也在那个宣教的使命里面承受一份，
That we will be a part of the ministry.
来看到神给我们的未得之民。
And then at that position, we could see the how many people still need the grace.
所以我们看到神的祝福是让以色列人都得到。
So here, God's intention is to, for the Israelites to receive the whole promise.
我也相信今天神的祝福是让我们每一个人都来得到。
And then I also believe that this same promise goes to all of you.
在以色列中有一个支派他们没有地业。
Out of the 12 tribes, there's one tribe that does not have any inheritance.
这个支派叫做利未支派。
This is the tribe of Levi.
那利未人呢他们没有地业。
For the Levi, they are not to possess any land.
为什么他们没有这些产业呢
?And why can't they possess land?
我们来读约书亚记。
Let's read the book of Joshua.
13章第14节。
13, 14.
我们一起来读。
Together.
只是利未支派摩西没有把产业分给他们他们的产业是献与耶和华以色列神的活祭正如耶和华所应许他们的那我们再读约书亚记18章第7节
Joshua 18:7 together For the Levites have no portion
among you 没有份因为送耶和华祭司的职任就是他们的产业所以我们看到利未支派他们没有地业。
So here we see the tribe of Levi is without land.
那是因为神亲自拣选了这个支派。
Because this is the chosen tribe.
原来在那一天神带领以色列人出埃及的时候。
Now when God led the Israelites out of Egypt.
那神就向以色列人来说。
God told the Israelites.
你们中间任何一个家里。
And said that in any of your families.
所有你们投生的孩子。
Or your firstborn,
或是手生的牲畜
or the firstborn of any of your cattle,
都是属我的
belongs to me,
都是属耶和华的
belongs to Jehovah.
所以每一个家庭里面的长子
so all the firstborn of any of the family,
是属于耶和华的
belong to God.
一个出熟的果子是属耶和华的
the first fruit belongs to God.
手生的牲畜也是属于耶和华的
the firstborn cattle belongs to God.
所以呢，耶和华就要用这一切的事人事物
So this, all these firstborn become the things of God.
都是要来服侍他
To serve God.
都是要来带领以色列人来敬畏主
And to lead the Israelites to worship God.
可是从每一个家庭里面拿出来的时候分别出来的时候
But when we separate the firstborn from all the family,
好像每一个家庭里面就少了一份
Then it looks like that each family now is lacking one member.
所以呢神就用利未支派来代替这一切守生的
So that's why at that time God has chosen the tribe of Levi to represent the firstborn.
所以呢利未人就在神的面前来代替以色列人他们的长子来侍奉神
So the tribe of Levi is now a representation of all the firstborn of the families to serve God.
每一次以色列人看到利未人的时候
So now every time when the 11 tribes sees the Levi,
他们也就知道是神拣选他们的长子
And they'll remember they are the representation of the firstborn.
用这些人来代替他们
It is through the tribe of Levi that now they are represented
来侍奉神
to serve God.
所以呢他们在旷野的时候
So when they're in the wilderness
我们看到整个十二个支派他们行进的时候
We see the 12 tribes
那他们是按照这样的一个行列在往前走
They will follow this arrangement when they march forward
所以在整个帐幕的四围
So in, around the tents of meeting
所以十二个支派就环绕在外
You see the 12 tribes they're situated around the tabernacle
在帐幕跟会幕之间
And then between the tent of meetings
那就是利未支派
You will see it is the tribe of Levi that is closest to the tent of Levi
还有摩西亚伦他们的后裔
Also the Moses and Aaron the descendants
所以呢他们就在那里服侍神
We see that these are the people who serve God
那个利未支派就在那里办理帐幕的事
And then the tribe of Levi they're in charge of the tent of meeting
看守器具
They're the ones who take over and look over the utensils.
今天他们从一个地点到下一个地点的时候
Now when they move from one place to another
那利未支派所有的人他们就担当这些的工作
It is the tribe of Levi that take care of the tent of meeting.
他们把帐幕会幕收拾起来
They would fold up the tent
往下一个地点走
They would move the tent.
到下一个地点的时候他们又把帐幕 打开。
When they get to the new piece of land, they would fold up.
把他们架设起来。
They would stand up the tent.
那在这里神有一个吩咐。
So here God has a command.
就是十二个支派的以色列人，他们都不能够碰这些事物。
Is that all the other tribes? They're not supposed to touch anything of the tent.
因为碰这些事物的人必须分别为圣。
Because the people that can touch it has to be consecrated.
如果他们没有分别自己，就去探。触摸这些事的时候
if the people try to touch without being consecrated first,
神的愤怒就临到他们身上
then God's wrath would come to them.
这样做呢是神为了保持一个圣洁的生活在以色列人的中间
Now, God does that because he wants to set the holiness around his people.
所以呢他让利未人就可以代替他们在神的面前带领他们来敬拜主
So the tribe of Levi is a representation for the Israelites to be close to God.
使以色列人所过的生活是一个满足于神的生活。
So that the Israelites could have a life with God.
这是在旷野地的安排。
And this is the arrangement when they're in the wilderness.
可是呢，当他们进到这个迦南地之后
And now that they're now in the land of Canaan.
实际上利未人并没有任何的地业。
And then now the Levi are without land.
那以色列人已经得到他们的产业了。
And all the other Israelites, they have the inheritance.
如果利未人单单自己居住在一起的时候
Now if the Levi get a piece of land and they're now gathered in one place.
我们可以想象到这时间一久
Then we could see that as the time goes on.
各个支派都没有利未人在他们的中间。
All the other tribes are now without any Levi.
按照当地的文化
And then through their culture,
按照当地的宗教
and through the religion,
他们慢慢慢慢慢慢就融入在其中
they will now slowly and slowly become part of the Canaanites.
所以我们看到我们的神非常的奇妙
So here we see God's great work.
那他就让利未人没有产业
So God purposely arranged the Levi without land.
所以以致他们必须分散在十二个支派之内
So that the Levi has to live together with the other tribes.
所以就在会幕整个安置在示罗之后
So after the tabernacle is now situated in Shiloh,
那利未支派跟祭司亚伦的后裔
All the tribes of Levi and the descendants of the priests,
那他们呢就得了48个城邑环绕在以色列人中
They received 48 cities around the tents.
那他们的产业是什么呢
So now what is their inheritance?
所以刚刚我们读到他们的产业其中一个是献与耶和华的火祭
Here we see that the inheritance of the Levi is the burnt offering of Christ.
所以献与耶和华的火祭是他们的产业
So all the burnt offerings that are to God belongs to the tribe of Levi.
这个火祭呢代表着每日以色列百姓所献给神的祭。
And this burnt offering is a repetition of a daily offering to God.
那这个火祭呢，也涵盖在一些特别的日子里面，以色列百姓所献给神的祭。
And also during the special meetings, there is a special burnt offering.
所以呢，我们从圣经里面看到，以色列人献一些祭给神的时候
，So here we see that when the Israelites offer up burnt offering,
有些是完全给神的
，Some are especially for God only.
祭司跟利未人都不能够动。
This cannot be touched by even the priests or the Levi.
可是有一些祭呢，献给神之后，祭司跟献祭的人，他们可以坐在一起享用。
However, there are other offerings that they offered, and the Levi and the priests they are part of it.
那有一些祭呢，却是完完全全是归给祭司和利未人来使用的。
And there are even some offerings that are particularly for the Levi and the priests.
所以祭司和利未人呢，他们就从神得到了这些产业。
So through this, the Levi and the priests are now fed.
所以圣经中所讲到的火祭呢，就是他们的产业。
So when we talked about burnt offerings, the burnt offerings are the inheritance of the Levi.
在利未记第六章十八节就说到。
And in Leviticus 6:18 it says,
凡献给耶和华的火祭，亚伦的子孙中的男丁都要吃这一份。
It says, every male among the sons of Aaron may eat it.
直到万代做他们永远的份永得的份
For it is a permanent ordinance throughout your generations.
摸这些祭物的都要成为圣
From the offering by fire to the Lord, whoever touches them will become consecrated.
所以当他们使用这些火祭的时候
So when the Levi and the priest use this burnt offering,
他们在神的面前表明他们是一个成圣的人圣洁的人
They will become consecrated.
另外一个神所给他们的产业
And then another inheritance for the Levi,
那就是神给他们的职任
is that the priesthood that they have received.
约书亚记十八章第七节就说到
In Joshua 18:7, it says,
利未人在你们中间没有份
is that for the Levites have no portion among you.
因为供耶和华祭司的职任就是他们的产业
Because the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance.
所以呢，利未人尽管他们也要过生活
So yes,The Levi have to leave as well.
所以神也给他们诚意。
So God gave them some inheritance.
所以他们没有地业管理。
And even though they're without land,
是因为神安排他们来管理神家的事物。
Because God has destined them to take care of the tent.
所以呢，在神的家里面，他们可以担任一些管理的职务来侍奉神。
So that in God's house, they take on the roles of the priesthood.
那把人带到神的面前。
And their job is to lead people to God.
这好像今天我们每一个基督徒所领受的职任一样。
Just like today, that's the same responsibility.
我们也是做这样的一份工作。
It's the same work.
我们分别为圣，在神的面前侍奉他。
After we are sanctified, we serve God.
把那些未得之民带到神的面前，让神满足。
And take the people to God so they could be fulfilled.
那最近我们读到哥林多前书十六章的时候
，And when we've now recently read 1 Corinthians chapter 16,
那保罗弟兄也提醒我们，我们在教会跟教会之间应该有做这种供给的事。
Paul reminded us that between the churches, we have the same goal.
其实今天福音往前传的时候
Today when we preach,
有许多的福音机构在帮助我们
A lot of other organizations have the same goal as we do.
他们帮助我们把这个福音向万国万民来传扬
And then there are the people that preaches this gospel to the many nations.
其实在我们的教会我们也对他们应该做一些供给的事物
So in our church, we should have offerings for them.
好让他们可以继续的往前来传福音
So that they could have the resource to go forward.
带领许多未得之民来认识主
And so that they could bring more people to Christ.
今天还有许多的人还不认识主。
For today, there are still a lot of people that need to be saved.
所以我们每一个人来到教会的时候
，So when we gather,
我们都要把我们的奉献预备好。
We should have our offering.
更进一步
，And more than that,
为这些宣教的团体来奉献。
We should offer to the other organizations.
我们的奉献不单单满足自己的教会
，so that our offering is more than just for our own church.
我们的奉献还要满足于神
，but it's more for God.
那上个礼拜天，我参加我们学院的感恩餐会。
Last Sunday I went to a Thanksgiving dinner.
那我们的院长呢，就在其中提到
，and then our principal talked about.
今天很多传福音的机构，他们都有需要
，that a lot of organizations they have needs.
所以呢，他就在会里面分享这样的一件事。
So in our meeting, he gave a testimony.
所以当他谈到奉献的时候
，and when he talked about offering,
他说现在有许多的企业，他们就把他们的盈余归给神。
He said that a lot of companies now give all their earnings to God.
有五个 percent 的。
Maybe some company gives 5%.
有十个 percent 的。
Some company gives 10%.
那他也提到一个见证，把所有的盈余都归给神。
And then there's another company who gives all of its revenue to God.
今天我们来到神的面前
So today when we come before our Lord,
我们都从神有首先的领受
First we received,
所以我们都应该好好的奉献
And then after we should think about offering,
我们的奉献是全人的奉献
And when we offer our whole self,
是能够满足于神的奉献
When we offer to fulfill God.
所以在那个聚会的里面
So during that meeting,
我们的院长就提醒所有参加的弟兄姐妹
That our principal reminds all of the brothers,
他就说到我知道你们都有十一奉献的生活
And then he said I know that you guys have been a tithing
他说可是我不希望你们今天的奉献
But then I hope that what you offer today
是从你们十一的奉献里面拿出来的
I don't want you to take it from the portion that you have already given
因为如果你们只是把你们奉献给教会的十分之一拿过来奉献给神学院
Now if you take what you are already offeringAnd move it to another pile.
其实在整个宣教服事的传福音的过程里面并没有增加。
So in the grand scheme of things, it's still the same.
弟兄姊妹，我们奉献给神。
So brothers and sisters, when we offer, we're offering to God.
使神能够得到满足。
So that God can be satisfied.
这就是我们的职任。
And that is our work.
And then the
second thing I want to talk about is when the Israelites got into Canaan,
神就要他们设置6座逃城,
God asked them to set up the cities of refuge.
那在这一个信息里面, 我想强调的重点,
and here I want to talk of one point.
就是子息世代报仇争执的生活,
is to seize the life of revenge and dispute.
所以呢, 神已经带领以色列人进到迦南地,
so now the Israelites are already in the land of Canaan.
神的儿女已经要在这里开始生活,
and the children of God start to live the new life.
所以呢, 神对他们也有一些的吩咐,
so God have gives them some command.
那我们一起来读约书亚记20章第1节到第3节。
Let's read Joshua chapter 20, 1 through 3.
我们一起来读,
together.
And
the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, Speak to the sons of Israel, saying, Designate the cities of refuge, for which I spoke to you through Moses, that the manslayer who kills any person in an
unconscious
spirit,
这些城可以做你们逃避暴雪仇人的地方。 那这里讲到, 耶和华晓谕约书亚说,
and here it talks about how the Lord gave a commandment to Joshua.
你要吩咐以色列人,
and said, Tell the Israelites,
你们要照着我借着摩西晓谕你们的,
that you should designate the city of refuge of which I spoke to you through Moses.
为自己设立逃城,
that you would set up the cities of refuge.
其实在以色列人他们还没有进到迦南地之前,
and yes, even before the Israelites got into Canaan,
其实神已经告诉摩西,
God has already told Moses,
你到那地之后,
that after you guys got into the land,
你要为百姓设立逃城,
that you would set up the cities of refuge.
那今天呢, 约书亚已经带领以色列人进到迦南地了,
now at that time, Joshua led the people into the land of Canaan.
所以呢, 神就再一次告诉约书亚,
so at that time, God reminded Joshua,
你要为你自己, 以色列人设立逃城,
that you have to designate places for the cities of refuge.
所以在这里我们看到神连续讲了两次,
so here we see that God has gave the same command 2 times.
神的心很关心这件事能不能完成,
because this is something close to God's heart.
所以呢, 他一定要以色列人在他们的地上设立逃城,
and he really wants the sons of Israel to set up the city of refuge.
所以呢, 我们就看到这个逃城它的设立,
and then here we see the arrangements of the city of refuge.
有6座,
there are 6 of them.
那这是当时迦南地的一个情景,
and here is a map of Israel in Canaan.
所以呢, 我就把逃城的位置把它分, 把它标列出来,
and here I box out the 6 different refuge cities.
所以呢, 我们在最上面我们可以看到, 第一个叫做基底斯,
the first one on the top is Kadesh.
基底斯是什么意思呢?
And what is the meaning of Kadesh?
那有一位贾玉明贾牧师, 他就讲到就说, 基底斯的意思是圣洁的意思,
the meaning of Kadesh is holiness.
就是这个地名的意思,
it is the meaning of that name.
那第二个地方呢, 是在这个一个事件,
and then the second place is called Shechem.
事件是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of Shechem?
事件就是坚壁,
Shechem has the meaning of strength.
那它象征的主耶稣基督是我们的力量,
it represents the power of our Lord.
在南边希伯伦的地方,
and in the south there's Hebron,
也有一座逃城,
yeah, there's a city of refuge in the city of Hebron.
希伯伦是什么意思?
What is the meaning of Hebron?
希伯伦代表我们在基督里与主有密切的交通,
Hebron is the meaning of communication, which means we have a close fellowship between the Lord and man.
所以第四座城是比细,
and then the fourth city is Bizarre.
那比细是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of Bizarre?
比细代表着主耶稣基督是我们坚固的磐石,
Bizarre has the meaning of a fortress.
在它里面我们得到平安,
that in Christ is a fortress and a rock.
再往上是一个城叫拉莫,
and the last one, the fifth one is Ramon.
拉莫是高举的意思,
Ramon has the meaning to exalt.
那再往上是一个城,
and the last one
叫哥兰,
is Golan.
哥兰是什么意思?
What is the meaning of Golan?
哥兰是喜乐的意思,
Golan means joy.
所以呢, 这6座城在东西南北不同的地方,
so now if we put all the 6 cities together,
让这些误杀了人的人可以进到这些逃城里面,
a city for the people who did not intend to kill,
因为他们不小心杀了人,
because they killed unintentional,
当他们进到这个城里面的时候,
after they come into this city of refuge,
他们可以得到保护,
they are protected.
报血仇的人就不能够进到这个城来报仇,
people that seek for blood revenge can stop.
所以我们看到这6座城, 当我们 仔细观看的时候
So now if we look at these six cities carefully,
就讲到主耶稣基督的救恩
It represents the salvation of Christ.
所以先在主里面
He says to first be sent, in the Lord,
先靠主得为圣洁
to first be sanctified,
再靠主得到能力
and then through the Lord, we have strength.
和他有密切的交通
strength to have a relationship with.
那在他里面得到意外的平安
and then in him we will receive the unexpected peace
自然我们灵性地位就能够被神来高举
and naturally we are now exalted spiritually
所以我们能够过一个被神所充满说不尽的喜乐的生活
so finally we could receive the life which has never ending joy
所以这一段信息讲下来就讲到主耶稣基督是我们的逃除
so if we look at all these cities Jesus is our refuge city
今天神为我们预备了主耶稣基督
for God has prepared Jesus Christ for us
叫我们可以逃到他的里面
so that we could hide in him
使我们的罪可以在他的里面
so that our sins
可以被赦免
Can be cleansed and
可以叫我们过一个圣洁的生活
so that we can now be sanctified.
其实在逃城的里面我们可以继续的思想
and then we could think more about the city of refuge.
今天有许多的时候我们不小心做了一些错的事情
a lot of times we do things that we did not mean.
可能在外面有人想要报仇
and maybe we hurt somebody and someone wants to take revenge.
可是当我们进到这个城里面的时候
but now that we're in this city of refuge.
因为我们看见主我们就得到力量
And through the Lord, we receive strength.
我们在主的里面，我们得到医治。
And in the Lord, we receive healing.
慢慢慢慢，我们会面对我们的罪的时候。
And slowly, we could fight for.
我们也能够起来。
And we could stand up, rise up.
那有力量向那个我们所做错事的人来道歉。
And now we have the strength to apologize to the people that we did not, that we hurt.
可是我有时候我们也会看到。
And at times, you also see.
我们就是会在教会里面也不小心就会伤到人
that even in the church we sometimes hurt somebody
好像有时候我们心里也难很难饶恕他们
and then maybe sometimes we cannot forgive somebody else
可是这里也让我们看到一件事情
but here it points out another thing
是当我们不愿意饶恕的时候
says that when we're not willing to forgive
我们看到我们弟兄姊妹他们在基督耶稣里
and then when we see that when our brothers are in Christ
所以呢在我们看的时候有一座城就挡住我们的眼目
So that when we see them We should see this city
这座城是谁呢
What is this city
这座城就是主耶稣基督
This city is Christ himself
所以每一次我们在追赶我们不能饶恕的人的时候
So every time when we see people that we don't want to forgive
我们实在先应该看到主耶稣基督
We should first see the Christ
主耶稣基督挡在我们面前的时候
that Christ is now between us and the other person.
就叫我们不能够继续做这件事
and so we should not seek for revenge.
所以我们就要选择饶恕
so that we should choose to forgive.
止息仇视
that we would stop all the
选择宽恕
and to embrace forgiveness.
虽然不容易
it is easier said than done.
可是这是神对神儿女的心意
but this is the will of God.
因为他在我们中间
because in us,
一面我们得到力量去赔罪
One side that we gain strength to apologize
一面我们也得到力量去饶恕
And on the other side we gain strength to forgive
所以在神的家里面就有一个和平的生活
So that in his home there is harmony
如果每一次我们不愿意的时候
And every time when we do not want to surrender
你知道那罪的驱动程式就容易起来
And then the city of refuge will not work
往往我们自己就代替了神做一些的事情
And then a lot of times we try toTake things into your own hand.
不是在我们弟兄的罪疚上面加上伤痕
Either we open up the scars,
就是我们自己灵命又得到损失
or we hurt our spiritual life.
所以我们的神非常的奇妙
So that our God is marvelous.
他设立主耶稣基督作为我们的逃城
He set up Christ as the city of refuge.
以色列人进到迦南地之后，他们有这样的一个生活
So that after the Israelites are now in the kingdom, they have a new life.
今天我们在主里面，我们也要有这样的生活
And today in Christ, we have this new life.
那河东支派设立祭坛正坛
Now the third point is the people of the east side of the river they set up an altar.
那在这一段里面所要想交通的就是我们必须查验什么是神旨意的生活
And here, one thing I want to talk about is we have to know God's will.
那我们都知道当以色列人他们得到所有地之后
And we know that after the Israelite has proclaimed all of the land,
约旦河东两个半支派他们就回到他们自己的土地上。
And the people that belong to the east side of the river, they went back home.
所以呢，当他们回到约旦河东的时候，
And after they have departed to go to the left, east side of the river,
你想想看，一条河隔在那里的时候会发生什么事？
You can see that there's a big river that separates them.
可能一年不会有事。
Maybe in a year, there's nothing.
五年也不会差异太大。
Maybe after 5 years, there's not much difference.
可是再过四百年以后，
But after 400 years,
当你想想看，一条河把他们分隔东西两岸的，
If you think about how the people are now separated by this river,
在不同的地方有不同的文化，
And then on the different places, there are different cultures.
在不同的地方有不同的宗教，
And in the different places, there might be different religions.
可能他们敬拜的都是同一位神，
And maybe in the beginning, they worship the same God.
可是呢，时间过去，
But after 400 years,
这边的人忘记这边的人，
the people on the west side might forget about the people on the east side,
这边的人也忘记那边的人，
and the people on the east side will not recognize the people from the west
side. 所以我们看圣经来讲，
so now in the Bible,
那这里就讲到流便人、加得人和马拉西半支派的人，
it talked about how the two and a half tribes on the east side of the river.
所以呢，他们回到他们自己的地业上的时候，他们就在约旦河的地方筑了一座坛。
So after they got back to their homeland, they raised an altar.
那个坛非常的高大。
They built a great altar.
那这件事呢，就触动到以色列人他们敏感的神经。
And then after they have done that, then the other people get nervous.
因为他们曾经筑了一座坛，害他们整个以色列人几乎要灭尽。
Because they remember that some times ago, people built an altar.
因为呢，他们在一个金牛犊前面做了一个祭坛。
And at that time, they built an altar in front of a calf.
那这件事情让神非常的愤怒。
And it is that event that God's wrath came upon the people.
那也就是因为这件事之后，
And it is through that event,
那神就让摩西能够为他来建造会幕。
And God asked Moses to build the tabernacle.
所以呢，在会幕里面，
And now inside the tent of meeting,
那就有一个神所立的祭坛。
There is this altar inside the tabernacle.
那在这个祭坛里面呢？
And in this tabernacle,
啊，祭司跟利未人都在那里侍奉。
This is where the Levite and the priest serve.
啊，今天约旦河东的支派以色列人回到那里。
And then now the people of the east side went back to the east side.
那他们马上就做了一个更高大的祭坛。
They built a bigger altar.
好像你看看这个两个杯子。
Just like if you look at these two coffee mugs.
这讲台上有两个杯子。
There are two mugs.
一个是我们二十年前在买下这个会所所买的杯子。
One is the mug that we had 20 years ago when we first built up this place.
那二十年之后
after,
我们又在东区有一个会所。
And after 20 years, we have a new church in Pomona.
那我们的弟兄同样也为弟兄姊妹预备了一个杯子。
And then the same, we have the same gift, which is the new mug.
杯子上都写圣家谷基督徒聚会。
And on both of the mugs, it says that it's the church.
其实在我们看很像没有两样。
And if we looked at it briefly, it doesn't look like there's a difference.
那事实上也没有两样，只是它比较高大一点。
And then in reality, there's not much difference, except that one is a little bigger.
那就是因为它特别的高大。
And just look at it, now it's a little bigger.
所以呢，河西的弟兄姊妹可能就受不了。
So on that side, now people got jealous.
那你为什么为神在另外一边又做了一个祭坛呢？
They said, why did you build a bigger altar on the other side?
难道你们不知道这是得罪神的事吗？
Don't you know that God is sensitive about altars?
所以河西的以色列人他们就想去攻打他们。
So that the west side people want to attack the east side people.
因为他们怕神的愤怒又临到他们。
Because they're extra sensitive about God.
所以当两边的人马聚集在一起的时候，
And now when the two sides come together,
河东的以色列人他们就向他们解释。
And the east side explained why they built an altar.
我们建这座祭坛。
And they said, we built this altar.
那不是无意的。
Not unintentionally.
我们是刻意做这件事。
But we have a special meaning for it.
你看看这个祭坛是一模一样的。
You can see that our altar is the same as your altar.
可是呢，我们不是要在上面献祭。
But we are not giving offering to this altar.
那这个祭坛立起来只是作为一个证据。
And we raise up this altar for one thing.
什么证据呢？
And what is this one thing?
我希望我们跟我们的子孙。
Is that this altar is now as an witness.
每次看到这个祭坛的时候。
So every time when our descendants see this altar.
就知道我们要回到神的会幕里面。
they'll remember that there's a tabernacle.
在会幕的那个祭坛里面献祭给神。
That there's a tabernacle for our offering.
所以呢，在我们跟我们中间就有一个证明。
So that now this altar is our witness.
什么证明呢？
What is the witness?
就是耶和华是神。
Is the witness is that the Lord is our God.
今天我们所信的神跟我们所信的神是一模一样的。
That we believe in the same God that you believe in.
所以呢，当他们一代一代过去之后，
So that at this generation God's eye,
他们看到他们的祭坛一样。
The descendants will see that it is the same altar.
所以他们的子孙都仍然是过一个敬畏主的生活。
So that all of the descendants could live the same life.
所以呢，做这样的一个圣坛。
So that's why they built the second altar.
不是为了背约。
They built it not to go against the rule.
而是为了守约。
But to obey the rule.
所以在以弗所书这个在以弗所书这里讲到。
So in Ephesians chapter 4 it says.
第四章第一节到第七节
4, 1 through 7
我们一起来读
Together
我为主被囚的劝你们既然蒙召行事为人就当与蒙召的恩相称凡事谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐和唯一的心
There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling.
蒙召同有一个指望，一主
，one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all who is over all, through all, and in all. But each one of us raised was given according to the measure of Christ's gift.
我们个人蒙恩，都是照基督所量给我个人的恩赐。所以在这一段的经文里面
，here in these verses.
所以就让我们提醒
It reminds us
我们都是蒙恩的人
that we are the people saved by grace.
我们行事为人就当与蒙恩 蒙召的恩相称
So when we do our work, we should work as a grace sinner.
这里讲到凡事谦虚
It says that we have to be humility.
温柔忍耐
And gentleness with patience.
用爱心互相宽容
And we should show tolerance for one another in love.
用和平彼此联络
We need to be diligent to preserve the unity.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
The unity of the spirits in the bond of peace.
所以今天在教会里面
So today in our church,
神已经没有给我们一个实体的祭坛
God no longer gives us a physical altar.
可是神却给我们他宝贵的话语
But God gave us his precious word.
就是今天我们所读的圣经
It's the Bible that we read today.
今天如果有人传的跟我们不一样
Today if someone preaches a different message from the Bible
我们可以坐下来跟他们一起读圣经
Then we could sit down together and read the Bible with
them. 一章一章的读你会发现
And chapter by chapter you read
我们所持守的真理到底是相同还是不同
And then you will slowly find out if we know of the same truth.
今天我们所立的坛
Today, the altar that we raise,
应该是神所给我们的
is the altar that God has given.
如果我们今天再立一个坛
and today, if we raise a different altar,
是跟神给我们的坛不一样
an altar that is different from the God's altar,
可能非常像
maybe it looks alike,
同时供应我们喝水的一个器皿
maybe it is the same utensil that gives us water,
可是我们知道确实是不一样
but we know for a fact that they are indeed different.
弟兄姊妹在地上的生活
So brothers and sisters, when we walk alive,
真的千奇百怪
There are different weird things.
我们不要效仿那些异教之风
And I ask that we will not follow the dismay.
使我们去跟从他们
And do not be led astray.
我们倒是要站稳了
And we should stand firm.
我们在神的面前警戒他们
And with God's help, we would help them.
我们把他们带领回到神的家里面
We would bring them back to the right path.
让他们好好知道神的话是什么样的
So that they would learn the word of God.
传福音给未得之民
So that we would preach to the people who have not been saved.
这是我们的职任
And that is our work.
我们愿传福音的事上凡事都兴盛
And I hope that in the gospel, we will preach.
我们也给这些传福音的人丰富的供给
And we would offer for the people that are preaching.
在教会的生活里面
So that in our life,
复合与饶恕
That we would forgive.
我们一定要在基督里面做成
And that we could only do it through Christ.
我们一定要借着主耶稣基督才能行全
And with Christ, we can complete the work.
我们用爱心互 互相宽容
so that we would use love to tolerate each other.
用和平彼此联络
and you would use peace to bond us together.
保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心
so that we would preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
这样教会在成长的时候
so that when the church grows,
才是一个健康的教会
it would grow as a healthy church.
一个健康成长的教会
and as a growing healthy church,
在整个教会建立的模式
And in the standard,
是祝福
in the format, it becomes a blessing.
是拆派出去
it becomes a blessing that sends forth.
可是今天一个教会如果不健康
so now on the other hand, if the church is not healthy,
整个的模式就变成不和
then the format will become disharmony,
与分裂
and it will become a separation.
这不是神的心意
and that is not the will of God.
神的心意是要我们在教会里面
and God's will is for us to be in church.
一面看到我们需要有宣教的负担
on one hand, we know that there's a need to preach.
传神真理的道
to preach the gospel and the word.
一面我们持守真理
and on the other hand, we preserve the goodness.
拒绝一切相异的道理
and we would dismay any evil.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果我们清楚我们所信的
So brothers and sisters, if we know what we believe in,
我们就知道那传义道的人不能在神的家里
Then we know that the people who preach the wrong things will not stay in the God's house.
我们也不去与他接触
And then we shall not be in relationship with
them. 我们也不去与他相合
And we will not be close to them.
因为神让我们在圣灵里面才能合而为一
Because God, through the work of the Spirit, wants to unite all of us.
我们今天按着神的心意在此设立教会
And today, through God's will, we raise up this church.
我们在此一同兴旺神的福音
And here, we all seek God's soul.
我们知道有许多的教会
And we know that there are other churches.
我们和那些合真理的教会一同兴旺福音
And we will work together with the other church of truth,For the gospel.
至于最近许多新兴的教会
And then there are a lot of new churches around.
为自己筑一座祭坛与神的祭坛是相异的
If they build up an altar that is different for the God's house.
我们就要再站真理的道上来警戒他们
Then we should debate them in truth.
我们要防止人去跟从他们
And we need to stop people from going to them.
不要叫他们信了反倒灭亡
So that they don't believe in the false.
弟兄姊妹，这就是早上我们一起的交通。
So this is our message for this morning.
所以神把我们放在一起。
So God put us together.
让我们可以一起走天路。
So that we can march together.
就好像我们弟兄所分享的。
Just like our brother when he shared.
我不能没有你们。
He said that I cannot go without you.
你们也不能没有我们。
And then you shall not go without me.
我们在神的家里面。
So in God's house.
一起奔走天路。
We walk together hand by hand.
遇到任何的困难
and whatever difficulty we foresee,
我们都来靠主
we will, with the help of God,
一起见证我们的主
together we will be his witness,
在我们的家里面
in our house,
在我们的公司里面
at our work,
立起一座坛
we will raise up an altar,
来见证我们的神
an altar to be witness of God.
我们再来唱诗歌
so let's sing song,
我们唱272首
272,
我们唱第一节、第二节跟第四节
1, 2, and 4.